This is Morning Edition. Good morning, I'm Tom Kuser. Connecticut actor and author Chris Lemon has been touring for the past 18 months with a unique and acclaimed play that he's written called Twist of Lemon. It's based on his 2006 book of the same name, a tribute to his father, Hollywood legend Jack Lemon. The play is a one-man multimedia show, live music from Chris at the piano, acting and personal photos, which will be on stage at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington, Long Island tomorrow night. He joins us via Skype from his home in Glastonbury, Connecticut. Chris Lemon, thanks for taking time today.
Tom, thanks so much for having me.
I call this a one-man show, which I guess it is technically, but since you're telling the story from your father's perspective, I guess we could also say there are really two people on stage.
That's kind of an interesting way to look at it. Yeah, in as much of a nutshell as a lemon can do. You know, we lemons do a half hour and hello. It's Jack Lemon has been to see his doctor before the show begins. And his doctor told him he has 3 months to live. And Jack's decided he's going to bring all of his best friends, the audience, sit them down over a cup of coffee, and he's going to tell them his life story. And in the course of telling that life story, he stumbles across his relationship with his son, me, and that begins to take center stage, and he brings that full circle.
And I've heard your performance in the play described as more of a channeling rather than an imitation of your dad.
It can't be an imitation. It can't be an impersonation of Jack. I'm on stage for 90 minutes as Jack. It has to be him speaking through me, or else it's just not believable. It's not a good performance. But it's also important because I do, oh God, I don't even know, 60, at least 60 plus other characters from that era. Jimmy Cagney, Marilyn Monroe, Walter Matthau, you know, and all of the people that he had interaction with throughout his remarkable career.
In your book, you talked about a great love that you and your father shared really from your earliest memories of him. And this, even as you endured cycles of growing apart and back together over the years, that's really a very sensitive thing to have to talk about. Do you represent this in your play? And if you do, how do you do that?
Yes, absolutely. It's essential that the story be told completely with all the bumps in the road. And it was interesting as the book originally started as a search for catharsis. I started writing down my memories of my adventures with this incredible human leprechaun that was my father. And then one day I stumbled across a paragraph, which was the father-son relationship is enigmatic, to say the least, loving yet competitive, caring yet judgmental. Well, it's not a paragraph, it's a sentence, isn't it? Okay, there you go. I'm a writer. See, I know about these things, paragraphs and sentences. And that's when I realized that I had a story that I felt was worth telling.
The piano in your play, you use that quite a bit, and it's really more than just your instrument of choice for the performance. You've described the piano as sort of the glue that helped to keep your relationship together. How so? How is that?
Well, there was a lot of things that brought us back together. My father and mother were divorced when I was three. There was a second marriage. I wasn't exactly welcomed in that house. You know, so for a lot of reasons, we were very tragically pulled apart. And around 11 or so, I think Pop recognized this, and which must not have been easy for him to do. He was the top box office grossing actor in Hollywood at the time. And he took the time to say, you know what? I want to spend a couple of weeks with my kid. And so he created journeys for us. They began with us fly fishing together in Alaska. He loved to fish. Over the years, we really began to realize just how much we enjoyed each other's company. And we became closer and closer. We spent 20 years together in Alaska. And by that time, I was in my early 30s. I'd started to work. I'd had some success. I was invited to play at the Pebble Beach Golf Tournament, which is figures also prominently in this story, because my one regret I think that Jack Lemon ever had was the fact that after 35 years of trying to make the cut, which is playing well enough the first 3 days to be able to play on the fourth, as simple as that, he never did. And I attended Pebble, and I did make the cut, for which he never forgave me. No. He did, however, follow me around the next day and tell me how to play every single shot. But throughout that entire time, the one true catalyst for us was music. You see, my father was one hell of a good pianist, and I'm a classically trained pianist myself. And so we could just, oh, God, we could sit down at the piano and just play for hours and hours on end.
You've said that one very deep regret you have is not having had an eye-to-eye with your father about what he really meant to you. Does this play help with that regret?
Yeah. We didn't. He just wasn't that kind of guy, and I wasn't. It wasn't that kind of a relationship. He was, you know, if you got a little too close, it was, hello, operator, we got a bad connection. Excuse me, please. I guess if they see it. Damn, sorry. Do I know you? It was essential that I try to explore that. And it really truly, I think, is, or at least it was for me, you don't know what you got until it's gone. Suddenly he was gone. And suddenly there was this vacuous space that I tried to investigate and tried to figure out, tried to heal. And in that search for catharsis, thus began this journey that I've taken for the last 10 years.
I've got to tell you, your book and this interview, to some extent, leaves me both moved and smiling with your stories of difficult times, of great times. You talked about trips to Alaska, Pebble Beach, the Pro-Am golf outings. What would you like your audiences to take away from this play?
I'll answer that question with a story. I was playing a theater in Chicago. And afterwards, one of the reviewers actually came up to me with tears in his eyes and said, I don't have a good relationship with my father. As a matter of fact, we parted deep enemies. I haven't spoken to him in years. And after watching your show, I'm going to go try to find him. About 5 or 6 months later, all the way down in Florida, finished a show. And I looked over, came out and said hi to everybody, as I love to do. And there he was in the lobby with big tears. And he came and gave me a huge hug and said, I found my dad. He was down here in Orlando, and we've become the very best of friends. He doesn't have long to live, and so I've moved down here to be with him for his final days. And that, you know, that's what it's all about. And I hope that answers your question, Tom.
It does. It does. Chris Lemon, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing some time with us today.
Well, Tom, it was a lovely interview. Thank you so much.
Chris Lemon will star in A Twist of Lemon about Chris and his dad, Jack, live multimedia theater with words and music at the Cinema Arts Center in Huntington on Long Island on Thursday night.